Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Wieder live von ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat, ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Welcome to Fizzball Inside, the weekly podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. I'm IFA President Jörn, and this is episode number 22, which was recorded on the 2nd of February. It's the episode after the first edition of the World Fizzball Day, which was celebrated on Saturday, the 30th of January. And as always, it's a great pleasure to have with me our co-host, our Secretary General, Chris. Hi, Chris. How was your World Fizzball Day?
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fizzball world. Yeah, Jörn, it's a pleasure to be here again with you in our 22nd podcast episode. Unbelievable. And yeah, it's the first episode after our World Fizzball Day. It was a very busy day, I would say, and I enjoyed it so much. I had so much energy after the World Fizzball Day, after all the activities and the feedback we received on social media. It was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the next World Fizzball Day. And just to give our listeners an overview why it was a busy day, because we had so many activities all over the day, and some activities has been for public and some were closed or was not for public. So we had several calls with our presidents from the national federations and continental associations all around the world. Yeah, and it started already at 8 a.m. It's quite early for me, to be honest. It's common to start the day, the working day, a little bit later, so 8:30, I would say, and it lasts much longer than 5 p.m. It lasts, yeah, very often to 8 p.m., 9, 10 p.m., even during home office time. But yeah, it really was worth it. And Jörn, I would suggest let's hear some quotes from the call with Rolf in place.
Definitely. It was an interesting conversation, and here are some of the quotes.
Just before Christmas, we ran our club competition, and that was, I think, more than anything, just to get people going again. We, after lockdown in New Zealand, everything went pretty quiet for a while, and I think sport in general, people were, after going through a time of not doing much, I think people were slow to fill up their busy calendars again with things. So we found we just wanted to get things going again so that people were reminded about getting involved and getting out and playing sports. So we probably had about 70% of teams that we would normally have in a competition, which was almost better than what we thought.
So it's actually really good. I found that this season there's almost been a resurgence in Fizzball. We've had a really good turnout. People are really just happy to be out, and they're just happy to be doing community sport and be socially mingling. So it's been it's been really good. I think the few Fizztivus events we've had since the lockdown is just a regular Fizzball tournament. We had seven teams here, and now we're just rolling on with catching up with an awards night that we missed last year that was cancelled due to COVID. And
And after that, it continued with a European call. Also, some very interesting discussion. We discussed very important topics concerning the events in the current COVID-19 crisis with Uli, Franco, Gerhard, Peter, and Armin. So it was a conversation in German. That's why we show not some quotes of that, but it was really interesting. And parts of that, of course, will be published in the nearby future, as you may imagine that we talked about the very important upcoming events like the European Championship, the World Championships, and much more details, which are very important for the member federations. But there was another call. At the end of the day, we had a call with the Americas. So it was Rodrigo and Ron. Let's also hear some of their quotes.
So we're trying to continue to promote and, you know, keep FISBALL alive as we can, and you know, this is just a hard time to recruit people and get people out to see the sport.
We have a personal situation, because we really wanted to perform the World Championship, and because of these COVID times, we can do that, and it is a very hope signal. I think, and I trust in the IFA, and I trust in our friends from Switzerland.
There were not only calls with our presidents. We had also celebrated a world premiere, the Mighty Fist movie premiere, and the movie has been watched by more than 1,500 people on Facebook and YouTube. And yeah, in my opinion, for a 45 minutes documentary, the number is not bad, and really, it's worth watching it. So a great documentary, and if you didn't watch it yet, you should start it now, and yeah, go on YouTube and Facebook and watch the Mighty Fist documentary.
Definitely, and it's still there. And these figures you just mentioned are just 2 days after the first release, the premiere. It's still increasing. And the good thing is, we have talked to live just before the World FISBALL Day, and here you can listen to a little conversation we had with him about FISBALL in South Africa.
There are many reasons why life happens the way it happens. And I think there was never a lightning bolt moment that was like, this is the thing we're going to do. But you know, I left my brother in Australia more than 20 years ago. We've always been in competition with each other. And over the years, I realized I was probably not going to go back. And I thought, well, how do I find an excuse to keep, you know, to be a little bit, be one ahead of my brother all the time. And I thought, you know what? He'd started the FISBALL League in Australia, and they were going so well, and they were really enjoying themselves, and they toured Pakistan, and it was really amazing what they managed to achieve. And I thought to myself, I was turning 40, and it's like, it's not acceptable that he should be allowed to do such things, and I should be sitting here feeling sorry for myself. And I had a great group of friends at the time. We were all turning 40 or thereabouts, and we realized, you know what, like life is short, and you've got to grab the opportunities as they present themselves. And there ain't many international sports stars left in the world over the age of 40. So we realized time was running out. And I think that's when we really seriously looked at FISBALL as an opportunity. And it truly was a remarkable journey. It's really all I can really say. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was the best thing we could have done.
But when I listened to the Australian podcast, they said a little bit, and I'm not sure whether this is right, that the story you covered in that movie is, in true, the story of the Australian FISBALL Association.
They would say that, because they don't really like understand how these dynamics work. Because the thing with Australians, you see, having lived there myself and knowing it well, they're always big on the talk, but when it comes to getting onto the playing field, the wheels kind of fall off. And I know that they beat us in the 2015 World Championships, but it wasn't by much. And I can tell you now, if the youngsters that I saw that were playing fistball in South Africa now had the chance to play against those guys in Australia, they wouldn't stand a chance.
So we should do a rematch within the next weeks or months, as soon as it's allowed to be back on track on the fistball pitch.
I tell you what, we'll throw out the challenge anytime. Don't you worry.
So far about South Africa and fistball. And another session we had was the president session, Ask the President session, watched by over 1,000 people on YouTube and Facebook. And also the workshop about anti-doping and safeguarding athletes, which was a lower number, more than 330 already watched it so far. It's still a good number, I think, because it shows that even in this time, if we offer something, some information as webinar, it will be broadly anticipated and watched by our community. But coming back to the Let's Ask the President session, around a dozen questions which we answered in German and English. What was your favorite question, Chris?
I would say the most interesting ones were the questions about the IOC recognition and the Olympic Games. And I could see it's a very important topic for our community, because there were a lot of questions regarding that topic. And the most interesting was about the candidate city of Germany at the Olympic Games 2032, when a German guy, sorry, I forgot his name, asked about if fistball will be part of.
Candidature of Rhein-Ruhr, he asked whether fistball will be played if the host city Rhein-Ruhr will be chosen. Let's see whether the Germans have a chance to get that Olympics. And then you answered that question very well. It's still a long way to be gone. My favorite question was the question with about the first female IFA president. And if you want to listen what I said to that, just go to this videotape at the minute 7:15. You can listen to what I answered to that question. But there are plenty of more topics. The one you have been mostly involved with, I think it was the question about the under 18. That was really coming from the bottom of your heart. You presented the highlights. Someone asked for about the upcoming event in Grieskirchen. But that's normal.
Absolutely. A lot of passion within that event. And there were some more questions also regarding COVID. Does COVID change our sport, or will there be new regulations and prevention concepts for our sport? Does COVID affect our Women's World Championship, or as well the Men's European Championship, and so on? So it was a really interesting session, and I enjoyed it very much, and thanks to our audience for all the questions. And Jörn, I think we should do such sessions much more often than we did in the past.
Definitely, and it showed us just the feedback and the question raised that there is an interest in the work of fistball on the national and international level as well. And so we should do this at least one or two more times in 2021. But there was another action. We called for action, the fistball clean out. And telling the truth, I was on one hand overwhelmed, but also a little bit disappointed. We have seen hashtag pictures with plenty of things to be donated, especially thanks to Roland Sheep, who donated and also has posted plenty of shirts. His wife might be happy about now to have a cleared wardrobe and to be filled again by her. But this has been so many stuff. Thank you so much. And also Facebook, where donated several new products. Thanks to all you who supported our call for action for the benefit of our development program. But Chris, what else have we seen?
Yeah, there was not only actions from IFA initiated. You also have seen activities in Leipzig, in Germany, or Argentina, or Australia. Would you say a few words about the Fistivus in Australia?
Yeah, it was a normal match day, and Rolf in the early morning call informed us about that, and it was good. And also in Argentina, several sportive activities, because these countries currently are in the summertime and they play football, and so it's good to see that, let's say, normal activities are integrated in that World Football Day, and we're looking for that in the future. In 2022, it might just be easier, and it raises awareness about football on that day. And so already bookmark in your calendar next year, the 30th of January, to celebrate then the 62nd birthday of the International Fizzball Association. Chris, I think for today it's enough. It's time to say goodbye. And as always, we finished with, and please don't forget, together
we are
Fizzball.
Wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid ab 179 Euro im Monat ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle ohne Anzahlung. Jetzt in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pinkeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.